Brand trust is a vague but soft and safe form of product confidence that consumers feel when interacting with a brand that spent a ton of money on consistent, frequent, interruptive messages. Brand trust is dramatically overrated. It's extraordinarily expensive to create, takes a very long time to develop, is hard to measure, and harder still to manipulate. Yet it is also the most common way marketers practice their craft. Last year, about half of all ad dollars went to advertising, not to direct mail and promotions. And this advertising was focused to a large degree on building brand trust. Brand trust leads to brand extensions. If people trust Ivory soap, then by extension, they'll trust Ivory dishwashing liquid. Marketers have spent a great deal of money over the last few years leveraging the brands that they've built over the last century. When the new product reinforces the brand trust of the original, the permission is enhanced. If three or four line extensions all satisfy me, I'm much more likely to give you permission to show me a fifth one. On the other hand, a brand extension that fails can do significant harm to brand trust. Once the marketer abuses the permission granted by the consumer is in no mood to be abused again. Apple lost a great deal of brand trust when it introduced the Newton with much fanfare. Microsoft risks the huge brand trust it has built every time it unleashes a new operating system on the public. This watershed moment is worth billions to Microsoft, and they correctly treat it that way. Bell Atlantic is a prime example of a company burning its brand trust in exchange for short-term profits. A few years ago, a letter from them meant you were getting a phone bill. You opened it, read it, and paid it. Then, an eager marketer discovered that putting an offer into a letter that looked like a phone bill led to a large number of people opening it and reading it. The short-term effect of this approach is that permission is leveraged into greater response rates. 2 or 3 times as many people sign up for call waiting when the offer comes in an envelope that looks like a bill. For a while. Of course, Bell Atlantic isn't leveraging their brand trust. They're ruining it. The envelope bill connection is no longer sacrosanct. It is no longer clear to the consumer that he must open the envelope. The end result is that bills won't get opened so quickly. Bills won't get paid so fast. And when Bell Atlantic speaks, the consumer won't be so quick to listen.